This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, this is Christina.
And Carmen.
And this is Novelas con Cafecito, a podcast where we rewatch the novelas from our childhood while drinking coffee and critically analyze them. Come watch with us. Hi, this is Christina.
Oh, that's it. This is Carmen.
And this is Novelas con Cafecito.
I'm so sorry I ruined it.
Bitch. It's okay. Stop making that face.
I'm sorry, my drink is gross. But I'm gonna
Carmen's drinking a alcoholic coffee drink,
right? What did it say? Cold, hard coffee, cold brew or something like that.
And it's not good, yeah. Anyway, this is a podcast where we talk about novelas while drinking cafecito. I am not drinking one, though, because it's too late in the night.
And I'm drinking alcoholic cafecito, which means it'll cancel out the energy it'll give me.
Yeah.
Fine. Yeah.
And what novela are we doing?
So we're rewatching Teresa, which, how old were we when Teresa came out? I don't know.
Oh, you don't even, I think we were in high school.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Was Teresa the 9 o'clock novella or was it the 8 o'clock one on Univision?
Which one was the prime time? Because there was a prime time for like the good novella.
And then I thought
novella that wasn't as good. That was either before or after.
The sucky novella.
Yeah.
I think it was 9 o'clock. It had to be.
I feel like that was late, though.
You're right. Would mommy have let us stay up to watch it?
10 in high school. Well, she was strict, so no.
So then it was the 8 o'clock novella.
I want to say it was.
Stop making gagging noises. We're recording.
I'm sorry. I'm going to just... I think it's an acquired taste.
But I guess before we start talking about the first episode of Teresa, what do novelas mean to you, Carmen?
I feel like they're an important cultural... I can't think of the word. Like, I want to say artifact, but it's...
Icon?
Not. Icon, yes. They're iconic.
Yes, yeah, iconic.
They're iconic. Sometimes they're inappropriate to watch with your parents, but you still do it.
Oh my, I always felt so gross, like during like the heavy makeout sessions.
Oh yeah, because there wasn't actual ever like actual sex scenes, but it was like, you know,
no
heavy makeout sessions and like awkward. It was just awkward, but I'm like,
yeah. Whatever. But some of the makeouts were like really weird looking. They weren't like normal.
No, because everything's dramatic, right?
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's where I learned how to be dramatic, I think.
Yeah, I think that plays into your dramaticness. Because I don't know. I guess we're both dramatic.
You're kind of dramatic too.
You're right. Yeah. It's because of novelas.
Yeah. But I kind of always thought they were just like, what's the word? Like, just so unrealistic, you know?
Yeah, I never watched them and was like, oh, I want to do, that's going to be my life one day.
You know how, this is not the same show, but Jane the Virgin.
Why was I just thinking about Jane the Virgin myself?
Because how it's like narrated as a novella and how she romanticizes novella.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think they ever affected me that way. I kind of just like, I love the drama, the outlandishness of it all.
The slaps. I was there for the slaps.
Yeah. Yeah. But I never like was like, why can't my life be like that? Where's the love of my life?
Same. Same. What are problems you see with novelas today? I'll start with that one.
Well, I mean, you want to start? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, not getting into specific things about novelas, but like today I feel like all novelas are about traficantes, narcotraficantes.
Oh, and that's I'm what like, I was gonna say. I don't even know the state of novelas now.
Yeah, what are novelas now? I feel like the last novela, what was the last novela we watched?
They have seasons now?
Do they? So they're not even like one thing.
Mommy was telling me that she doesn't even like watching them no more because they're seasons. They're not like no one thing, and I don't know how long they lasted. Usually, like, what, 4 months, maybe? 5 months?
Yes, yeah.
But now they have seasons, and she doesn't like that.
No, because then it's like a show, and it's not even a novella anymore. It's just like a Netflix show on with commercials.
Yeah.
Or like a regular show. Yeah, and they're all about the same thing, El Chapo or something.
Yeah, and I haven't watched those, but I keep hearing that. Which one's the one with Kate del Castillo?
Like, they all have Kate del Castillo.
I don't think so. It's La Reina del Sur.
Yes, yeah.
I heard that one's good, and I might watch it someday.
That one's on Netflix.
Yeah, I know. We should watch that one.
I miss when they were all on Netflix, though. Like, Teresa, that's not on Netflix anymore, as we discovered.
And it was on there,
Well, what other problemas do you see with novelas?
Okay, so yeah, like I was saying, I don't know about now, right? Because I don't know what novelas look like anymore.
Yeah.
But
like drug lords.
Yeah, yeah. Which, yeah, that has its own problems or whatever. Like glorifying the
novelas yes.
and stuff. Like, I'm not into that, which is why I haven't watched any of those.
Yeah, same.
But I'm like, it's already happening. What's the harm in watching them, I guess? I don't know.
Some of them are too grotesque. Like Narcos on Netflix. Not that, I don't think that's a novela, but.
Have you watched it?
No, but like, it's so gory. I'm like, I don't want to see that. It's too much. And I mean, I've seen other things, but that's too much.
I haven't watched that, so I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I think in the past, you know, obviously, like one of the problems I've always noticed is all the lead actors and actresses are like white Mexicans or white Latinos. They're not all Mexicans.
Yes. Yeah, you know, definitely.
Like Sandrulli, he looks white or is white, whatever. I don't know.
He's white passing.
I don't know. Same thing, I guess.
And then like you look at the servants or the people from the vecindad and they're like a little darker, but they're still pretty light. Like,
yeah. And in some cases there is like, but like the darker people, yeah, like you're saying, and they're not even that dark.
Yeah,
probably like our shade.
Yeah, because we're not
like maybe a little darker, but they're always like the servants, the main.
Yes. Do you remember there was one novela that was like a kid one? Because you know those were things too. It wasn't like the girl with like the mochila. It was like a school. A school of kids, and there was like a little Asian boy, and they made fun of him and called him like horrible nicknames.
Really?
And then there was like a little Afro Latino family, and they were like super poor. They were like the poorest members of the school. They lived like in a shack.
So I remember is that the girl with the mochila azul or some shit?
I thought it was a different novela. Because they all wear like yellow. It's like a school, so the pants are like plaid and blue.
It must have been so bad I blocked it from my memory.
It was bad, but that's just another way of showing, like, that was, I guess you could say diverse, but then the diverse characters were, like...
They're always shitty.
Yeah.
Or in shitty situations, I guess.
Yes, yeah. Or only mm-hmm. there for a specific purpose. They're not yeah. like, they don't grow, yeah. I guess you could say.
One dimensional.
Oh, but now on to Teresa. Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you want to summarize
the first episode? I didn't find a summary online, so...
Oh, wait. Let's summarize the whole novella first in case anyone hasn't watched
that's
it.
That's kind of what I found.
Oh, okay. So...
This is long, so you just summarize the plot, I guess. Of.
Yeah, I would say it's an ambitious woman who will do anything to get what she wants and burn bridges at the most like basic description.
Yeah, I would agree. So it's about a girl, or not a girl, I guess, a teenager who's graduating high school, and she has grown up in poverty, but she's like, you know, an overachiever in school and has been able to go to like a private school. And now aspires, or maybe has aspired her whole life, to like leave poverty behind, like at all costs. Or what is, how do you say that? No, all costs necessary. That's, I'm not saying it right.
I don't know. I thought it was at all costs.
All
means necessary at all costs. Mm-hmm. They're like two separate things.
Okay. I'm like confusing them because English is my second language. So yeah. So I think she, ambitious is not strong enough of a word.
Yeah, you're enough. Right. Is it, what's past ambitious? She's a boss.
Super ambitious.
She's super ambitious.
Super. But yeah, she gives no fucks about how she's gonna get rich. She's gonna get rich or die trying.
Oh my god, she's 50 Cent.
She just gets shot, doesn't she? No, she doesn't. I don't think she does.
Don't like, remember, does she?
Someone?
She shoots someone.
I don't know.
She might shoot someone. I don't
know. No, I'm getting confused with Ruby.
Oh, Ruby shoots someone. Oh, that reminds me. Ruby, I don't think they're exactly the same, are they?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Ruby is worse than Teresa.
Oh, damn.
But maybe we should remember.
Watch Ruby.
We should watch that one next.
Yeah. No, because we want to do La Usurpadora, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Because we're twins, that. In case you guys didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we should say that.
I feel like Teresa took her inspiration from Ruby. Like, she watched it. I want to be like her.
She's my new idol.
The profe is in it, too, so.
Yeah. So yeah, but that's a good summary. Okay.
But what happens in this episode, I guess?
Yeah. So let me go to my notes.
Well, in this episode, I guess, she graduates from high school. And it pans, like, I guess the opening scene is them at the party, right? Or whatever.
Yeah, so it opens up and, like, we see a girl or a young lady walking in a blue dress. Like, she gets out of a taxi and then she walks into what looks like a ceremony or party.
And she's dressed kind of like it's prom, right?
Yeah, that's what was weird, because it's prom. It looks like prom, but then like the parents are there?
Yeah, and then prom happens before graduation, and they've already graduated, right?
Yeah, so maybe does Mexico have like family celebrations after graduation, or was this just Teresa?
We should have asked her cousin. They already graduated. So we should have asked their cousins over there. They already graduated from high school.
That's true. But this year's different because of Corona. We don't know.
Some of them graduated before then.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I forgot about them. But
anyway, I don't know if it's typical.
Okay, so yeah, so it opens up into the school called Lord Byron, which is weird.
And what kind of name is that?
Yeah, and then I forgot to mention the song is amazing.
Oh yeah. The song is fire. The song, I cling to that song.
Yeah, it's in my playlist.
I listen to it outside of watching the novella.
Okay, so yeah, we go into the school. She walks in. Oh, you know what? No, it doesn't start with her walking in. What are we talking about?
Where does it start? Because the first thing I wrote down is she's wearing a loose.
No, so it starts with Paulo and No, Aida?
Is that what it starts with? I already forgot.
I should have taken better notes. Yes, because my first note is Aida's dad is always bad in telenovelas.
And you know what he is? We should have looked up who plays him, but who even knows their names? I don't know.
If you've seen Teresa, you know who he is, and he's bad in every novela. Anytime you see him, you're like, yeah, he's a bad guy. So it starts out with them.
Aida is also always bad.
Who's?
I don't know. Am I saying it wrong? Aida?
That's what I'm talking about.
No, you're talking about her dad.
Oh, you said herself? She's bad too?
She's been bad in other novelas too.
I don't remember her in other novelas.
You don't?
No. But that's where it starts out. Her family's already there. And then Paolo walks in with his mom.
Yeah.
And then Aida's like, let's go dance, Paolo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, you're right. And then Teresa comes in.
Yes.
And he like totally ditches Aida. And then first of all, it's like, I would get her trying to get at someone that was single, but she knows that he's in a relationship.
Who does that? And then he's not even like all that. He's okay, I guess. No, I don't even, I don't know.
I mean, I guess conventionally he is all right, right?
Yeah, if you're looking at European beauty standards, then yes.
Yeah, yeah. I think if he were to be like at a regular bar, I think he'd have some luck. I don't know.
you're right. Yeah, I just think he's ugly.
I know. I agree.
Let's see. Yeah. So I was like, why is Aida so desperate for Paolo? He's not all that. That's what I wrote.
Yeah.
And then Teresa. That's when you see Teresa walking in. Like she gets out of the taxi as this is happening.
Yeah, and that's why I wrote about her shoes, because they have the red bottom.
I don't even know what that is. I'm obviously too poor.
Okay, but have you not listened to Cardi B's song?
I've listened to I Like It, and that's it.
Oh.
And okay, WAP.
This is completely off topic, so I'm not going to say it, but I want to say it.
No,
so,
go ahead.
I was just going to say that I have this coworker. He doesn't really listen to like hip hop, and he's like more innocent. And then me and my other coworker started telling him about WAP.
Oh no.
And we showed him the dance, but it was a guy doing it. So it wasn't like inappropriate, you know. And he's like, oh my god, he's so good. And then we made him guess what WAP stands for. He's like,
but what were his guesses?
Oh my god, I don't remember what he said at first.
He said woman over patriarchy, didn't he?
He did not. It was something random, and we're like, no. And then my coworker was like, it has to do with the female genitalia. And he's like, oh, I know what it is now.
That's funny.
Okay, back to this.
Yes, yeah, okay. So there's a sausage fest surrounding Teresa.
Yeah.
And then Paolo's like, oh, hey.
And then they immediately leave. I'm like, where do these guys come from? And then they don't show
them. Yeah, and like, why do they disperse so fast? Is it because they respect their relationship on like either?
You know how guys are. As soon as they know that you're taken, they respect you as a person.
You said they're respectful once they know you're taken?
Yeah. It's like, on you, and you're like, I have a boyfriend.
And they're like, oh.
But sometimes they're like, oh, but you're not married, though. And I mean, whatever.
Well, none of those guys said that. They all walked away.
Yeah, they all walked away. like completely not normal behavior. Because, yeah, some of them would have stayed.
Yeah. Yeah, so then they dance right away? I think they dance, then they walk over to the table, and Aurora is there with her family. And
But you forgot the part where, so I think they're just talking or dancing or whatever it is, but this is when Teresa tells the lie about her parents traveling.
Oh, that's right.
And then she makes that sad puppy face whenever she's lying.
And that voice.
Yeah, it's like a different voice, like a tone. And I'm like, how do they not notice this by now? Like, she does the same thing when she's talking to the profe.
Right. So, yeah, this is where I was like, how can Paolo not tell that she's lying?
Paolo, too.
It's your fault, man.
Sorry. Paolo,
yes, because she's like, oh, my parents aren't coming. They're horrible. They always ditch me. You know how they are.
I'm
sorry,
I can't use that voice. Clearly,
ya tú sabes. No, she didn't say that.
She doesn't fucking say that. I feel like only, what's the word that they call people who are from here? Pochas. Who can't speak.
Pochos and pochas, yeah.
Yeah. Only we say that. Ya tú sabes.
I feel like it's a Puerto Rican thing. Not even.
I think you're right. I always hear the reggaeton song.
Yeah. Right. So after she tells this horrendous lie, like that he can't tell, they go to the table.
Yeah.
And then
Aurora, her best friend.
Yes, her sweet, sweet best friend.
Too sweet. I'm like, no one is this nice in real life.
Yeah. She's like, where are your parents? And then Teresa's like, oh, they couldn't come. And then she's like, well, you're like our family, so.
Yeah.
We love you like our daughter. Because her dad's like that, too.
I don't know if you, like, noted this, but I felt like Aida's dad, which I didn't catch his name, did you?
I can't remember it. Hernan or something? I'm probably just guessing.
Because I never caught it. I feel like he's flirting with Genoveva, which is Paolo's mom, right?
Yes. Genoveva is Paolo's mom. Yeah, he is. I'm pretty sure that he wants her. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he does. Later on, we find out he's a manhole. So.
Yes. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. And then Aurora, who is not Genoveva, but I keep wanting to call her Genoveva for some reason.
I don't know why. I kind of see what you're saying, like about the names being similar, and they remind me of like the King Arthur books I used to read when I was a kid.
What King Arthur books?
I don't know. I don't remember what they're called, but I just remember reading about King Arthur, and there was like a Genevieve.
I don't remember.
And then Aurora is not in that book, but that's Sleeping Beauty's name, isn't it?
That's whose name?
Sleeping Beauty, her name. Isn't that her name?
Oh, I don't know anything about Sleeping Beauty either.
Anyway, they're like fairy tale names. Which is
yes. Yeah. Or like Spanish names, old Spanish names.
I just think fairy tales.
Oh. Yeah. But her dad is like, let's toast to these youngsters for their accomplishments. And they're like 30. So.
They all look 30. But it's the same thing with like TV shows here. Like high schoolers are like, they look 30.
Yeah. And then you get to high school and you're like, why do these all look?
So that's another thing I was going to say, that I think like novellas about high schoolers, because they're not all about high schoolers or whatever. And this one's not really, because they're just graduating, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyway. Like, I always, like, looked at novelas or TV shows with high schoolers. And these are people who are, like, overdeveloped because they're mature. I was just going to say that looking at these adults, grown adults, and then comparing myself to them when I was a high schooler.
Yes, that is one way they did affect.
Of course I didn't look like them. They were adults.
Yeah, I don't look like them now either, but.
I'm not going to be some tall novella star ever, but
I just remember
looking at them like, why do I look like 12 and they look like, you know, so much better, but it's because they were like 30.
Yeah.
Okay.
And rich.
Yeah. That too.
So the little toast scene ends and they go to dance, Teresa and Paolo. And this is where isn't this where she says they're going to send me away to college abroad?
Yeah, that's what she's talking about. But also, this is the first time they play the Marco Antonio Solis song. Because I
wrote it, yes.
Exclamation point. I was like, yes, I love this song.
Which one is it?
I mean, I don't know what it's called. I didn't like write down their whole conversation. I just remember her trying to convince him for them to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Because her parents want to send her away, and it's like the only way they can do it, and blah blah. And she's like, "Soy tu mujer," and I'm like, first of all, what kind of 18-year-old uses that language? I literally,
right?
We're almost 30, and I've never said that to anyone.
I have never said I'm your woman either.
Are we just weird?
Yeah, it is. I wrote the same thing. Like, do people really talk like this? But we didn't have serious as a high school relationship can be. In high school. So I was like, maybe they do. I remember being at prom and somebody proposed.
So you mentioned this the other day and I don't fucking remember that at all.
Wow. Yes. It was either prom or winter formal, which is worse.
That's the worst. But wow, I don't remember this.
I'm pretty sure that it was one of those two, senior year. And I mean she said yes, and I remember we were like, wow, she's so dumb. Like, who does this? It's too young.
That at all.
Yeah. And this moves me on to Aurora. Teresa tells her right after this that they're getting married. And Aurora's like, oh, congrats. And I'm like, how do you not say, what? You're too young.
Yeah, because if I was in high school or just graduating high school and any of my friends would have came and like, I'm getting married. I'd be like, what the fuck? But I guess
We didn't know the people in high school that did this, but that was our reaction that you don't remember.
Oh, well, I don't remember this at all. Yeah. But also, why is she going to go tell her they're going to get married when he didn't agree to anything?
Yeah, he was just like, well, he said he was going to talk to his mom.
But nothing was solidified. So it's like,
that's true. You
know, until there's like, well, okay, I don't know how other people do things, right? But normally, until there's an engagement ring.
Normally, until you're at the wedding ceremony and you say, I do.
Yes, right?
Yeah, and you send in the marriage certificate.
It's official then, but before that, it's like, you know, all he said was, I'm going to talk to my mom. That was
yeah. My mom's going to say yes.
If you talk to your mom, then you're too young, obviously.
Yeah, first of all. But right after that, let's see. Yeah, Teresa tells Aurora. And then I think then she's like, I have to go. After she comes back in the bathroom from her discussion with Aurora, where Aurora's like, yeah, cool, get married. That's great news.
Yeah, and I think it's at this point, but I don't know. I wrote down somewhere that she's using her manipulative tone of voice, like always.
Yes.
And then all of the friends surround them when they're kissing.
Oh my God, yeah, who does that?
Yeah, that was super weird. Never once in my life have I seen like a friend making out.
And then you surround them, you're like, woo, yes.
From the distance, I'm like, get it, girl. But you know, I don't go up to them and like start clapping. That's weird.
Yeah, and then they'll seem like the same people who were surrounding her earlier who were like part of the sausage fest.
So, yeah, I'm like, you know, what side are you on? Do you want to hear her or do you want to root for this relationship? I don't know.
Both.
You can't have both.
But as soon as Teresa's like, okay, I got to go. Aida's like all over Paulo. And I'm like, why, girl? You can do better. Maybe. I don't know. You're bad. You're horrible, too. So
I think she could, though. But, yeah, she sucks, too.
And then there's like a Cinderella move and Pablo sees a thing that you put around your dress. What is that called?
A shrug? I don't know.
I called it I was like, Pablo sees Teresa's purse, shoe,
it's
jacket?
Not a purse. It's like a shoulder
a shawl?
Wrap.
Is that a shawl?
I think it's a shawl.
Shawl?
Shawl.
Yeah. Shawl.
Shawl.
Anyway, he runs to follow her and then catches her in a lie. He sees her getting in the taxi.
That shit was hilarious.
A separate taxi from Aurora.
Yeah, because she lied to him and she said that she was going to sleep over at Aurora's house.
Mm-hmm.
And then she drops whatever, the shawl thing.
Yes.
And picks it up and he runs after her. When it's like, what's the big deal? You can give this to her tomorrow, weirdo, but whatever.
Right.
He runs after her. I mean, it's a cold night. I don't know. And yeah, catches her getting into a different taxi. Catches her saying bye to Aurora.
Yes. And then sees her, leave in a different taxi. So he's like, taxi, follow that taxi. So yeah, we leave from that scene and then she gets home.
Oh, but also there was like really good suspenseful music happening when he caught her in the lie and he followed her.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's one thing novelas don't like skimp on. The intense, okay. Intense music.
Yeah, yeah.
I skimp a word.
It is, isn't it?
Okay, just have to make sure.
I don't know.
It sounds weird. Said it, and I was like, "This sounds a little weird."
English is a social construct.
Don't correct my English. I have no respect for this language. That's my favorite sentence now.
I know. I'm just gonna start telling everybody that.
So yes, the suspenseful music happens. He follows her. She gets to her vecindad.
And then she makes like a fuchi face.
Ay, guacala, que es esta grosera, grosería.
God damn it.
Me da asco.
That's what she would
say. And she like does a giant eye roll, which is a really good eye roll.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. Like, I should take notes on it.
Right, we all should. We should all do it.
I have a decent eye roll already, but wow.
Yeah, yours is good, but not Teresa level.
No.
Mine is nowhere near yours to begin with, so.
True.
It's like a million steps below Teresa's eye roll. So she, after her rude eye roll, she walks into her house and her beautiful, amazing family.
They were waiting on her to get home to celebrate.
With her, yes.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like seconds. Like, what is that expression? Like, 30, no, it's not 30 seconds.
Yes, yeah. Like, sloppy seconds.
Sloppy seconds.
Yeah, dirty, gross seconds.
Garbage seconds.
Basura.
Trash. Yeah, I mean, her family's, like, amazing. You could tell, like, how close they want to be or pretend they are.
How close they think they are.
Yeah, that's right. How close they are with everyone in the family except for her because she hates them.
Yes, yeah.
And also, oh, wait, no, this is further on, I guess, when her sister starts talking.
Yeah, so she lies about why she was late. And then in the meantime, Paolo's outside and he's like, oh my God, this is so gross. What is this gross place?
Also, ever since I watched, what is it? The one with Thalia, where she's a clown?
Oh, no, it's not Marimar.
I don't even know which one
Maria?
It is.
Maria? No.
No, I don't know which one it is. No, it's not the one where she's a clown. It's the one... I don't
know. De Barrio?
I think it's that one.
She's a clown, isn't she?
I don't remember, but we should rewatch her novelas too.
Anyway, all of them.
Her vecindad looks just the same as Teresa's vecindad.
They all look the same. It looks like the one from El Chavo del Ocho too.
Yes, in all the shows, all the Mexican novelas and stuff, the vecindad looks the same.
They probably share props.
Yeah.
That's why there's only one novela going on at a time. When they're done, they reuse it for the next one.
I think so. But I'm do vecindades look like this?
I don't know. I've never seen one.
Because, okay, like, we've gone to Mexico and Yanabel doesn't live in a place like that. There's no...
Right.
Yanabel doesn't live in a place like that. Like, I don't understand. Where are these places?
Yeah, where are las vecindades? Are they real?
No. I mean, I'm sure they exist. That's probably why they're... But nothing's ever, you know... what is that word? Nothing's ever...
The same?
Exactly as it is, right?
Yeah.
So, are they real?
Are vecindades real? I don't know.
I don't know either.
So, we pan into her, like, saying hi to all her family, which looks super funny because it's just, like, her, like, zooming in for, like, a kiss. Like, hello. Hello.
Yeah, and then she has an awkward moment with that cute guy, her ex. Wait, are they
Mariano? They look like, you can tell they are, even if you haven't seen
like some history there. But he's hella cute. Like,
he is so much better than Paolo. What was she thinking?
He's so much better than, he's four. He's a taxi driver.
Yeah. But he's beautiful.
I wouldn't even care if he was a taxi driver. I'm like, I'll work for this family. I'll be the breadwinner. You can stay home.
Right? On my taxi wages?
Yeah.
I'll do some overtime. Go ahead. Yeah, I'll stay home.
Yeah.
And then the weirdest part of that scene to me was when, so she says hi, I think her dad gives a speech first, and then the neighbor guy is like, I have four kids, right? And like, they're all trash compared to Teresa. And I wish one of them would just be like a little bit like Teresa.
I'm like, why are you even comparing your kids to somebody else like that? That's so disrespectful.
And it's even worse that his kid was there. And so
he's like 40. So
yeah,
like,
how old is he supposed to be?
He's not going to go back to high school now. He's 40.
Yeah. So I think it's Teresa's sister who's like, what about Johnny?
Yeah, well, that's the guy that I think is 40.
Yeah. And then Johnny's like, no, I am trash. I'm super dumb because I didn't graduate high school and I'm not even
also,
close to Teresa.
Did you notice their accents?
Yeah.
I don't know if Chilango is an okay term to use still, is it?
I don't know. They sound like they're from El DF. Can we say that?
Okay. So, but it's not called DF anymore. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. So
I'm so behind on all this.
Well, I found out because when I went to El DF, which is not DF anymore, it's called Ciudad of Mexico now.
Oh, I thought that's what it was called before.
No, it was Distrito Federal.
Oh. Yeah, he's like, pues... Yo no soy como Teresa. No, I'm not going to do it. That's bad.
That's what I said. I don't don't know if it's okay to use the word snuggling over here. You do the accent.
Here's my ass trying to do the accent.
That's what they do in Novela. All of them have, like, the typical, I guess, like, poor accent in Novela.
Yes, and they're also brown, so.
And Teresa doesn't sound like that, but her family does.
Yes, and Teresa doesn't. Yeah, so, like, yeah. What does that say about what people, like, this is what people sound like?
Are you trying to stand about the people who actually speak like this? Because that's just the regional accent.
Yes.
But
yeah.
People are no less than, because that's how they speak, you know? But I feel like in the novela, they're trying to show that these are the poor people and this is how poor people sound.
Yeah.
So I wrote down that she's like trying to get rid of her roots and her mom's speech goes right over her head.
Yes, she's like,
stay grounded, yeah. Humbled, basically, is what she's saying.
And she's like, yeah, whatever.
Fuck that noise.
I do what I want.
Whatever, whatever.
That's what I wrote. Whatever, whatever.
It's my body. I do what I want. I hate South Park, but like, I'll never forget that one episode.
At some point during that, she says she's going to get married. Oh, no, you know what? No. So...
I said we need to keep better track of what happens when.
Yes, yeah, you're right. But this is our first episode.
This is a practice round.
Yeah. Yeah, she gets to talk and then she's like, oh, my sister has something to tell you guys. And she's like, I want a quinceañera. And they're like, no, we don't have money. And then Teresa's like, el dinero. Siempre es el maldito dinero. And then Mariano's like, hey, chill, man. Or
I'm
something.
Like, a lot of us didn't have money for a quinceañera and we didn't fucking care.
We didn't have one. We had like a family party, which was so fun. Like,
is this the best thing ever?
By like, family party, it was like 10, 15 people.
Yeah.
At most.
But it was amazing. It was so much fun.
So many good memories. Yeah.
Yeah. Best thing ever. Anyway, I also wrote down that her sister's accent's like also different than Teresa's. So that she has that same, you know, accent.
They all do.
I don't know.
It's just a different accent, yeah.
Yeah, and so then Dennis was complaining about the money, whatever, and then I think this is when she starts talking about wanting to go to that one university where all her friends who don't even like her are going.
Yeah.
And so I wrote down she's big mad about having to go to public university. Because when?
Very.
Like, okay. I'm
yes. This is where Mariano steps in. He's like, well, you're going to get an education. Why does it matter where it happens? And she's like, you know what? Exactly. You're right.
But she's in a fake tone with him.
Yes, yeah. She's like, you know what? You're right. I have big dreams and they can happen anywhere. And I also want to get married to the right person, looking at him with like googly eyes. And then we have Johnny.
That's the best way to describe her, the eyes she makes. And she's like trying to trick guys into whatever, you know?
Manipulating, yeah. Johnny's like on the other side of the room and he's like, what? You're too young to get married. What are you talking about?
But he would know because he's 40 and wise.
He would not ever. I wonder what age he's supposed to be. I'm sure we'll find out. But the way he talks about himself, they're trying to make him sound like he's younger.
I feel like he's supposed to be like in his early 20s.
Yeah, but he's probably like 40.
He was 40. Okay, so I think this is the end of the scene. Well, yes. They like that guy who's a mariachi guy. He's dressed like that, I think.
Yes.
And he's the husband of the lady, the seamstress, who makes Teresa's dress.
Yes.
He said something about like, well, I'm done singing, but they never show him singing. So I'm like, okay,
he was. Whatever. When she walks in, he's singing.
Are you serious? Okay, I didn't notice that. So I guess he was singing. And then he's like, I'm done singing. And then they play whatever. We end the scene, and then it shows the hot profe being a creeper.
Yeah, so she walks to the school, walks in, and he's, like, watching her.
He's, like, checking her out.
Yeah. He's like, she graduated. She's fair game.
She graduated yesterday, the day before. It's been one day. I can check her out now.
Yes.
And I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Gross,
you shouldn't be teaching a woman at all. Creeper.
Yeah. And then so she's going to pick up her diploma or something. And he's like, hey, yeah. I know you're poor and I know you're here on a scholarship and you can't afford the school you want to go to. And here's my card because I'll pay for everything.
And the way he's saying it, he, it seems like he's like propositioning her for sex.
Yes.
And not for a job opportunity.
Yeah.
But she knows it.
She knows. Yeah. She knows it's both.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's like flirting with him back. She's like, yes, or whatever. This is that. And then she goes outside and Paolo is mad.
Yeah. Walks away. She's like, Paolo, wait, what's up? But they fight about her lies. And maybe that she's poor. I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure how much that.
I think he doesn't like the fact that he's poor because, you know, rich people are extremely classist.
Yes, yeah.
And I feel like he comes from old money. Like,
yeah.
All these rich people come from old money and just, you know, like either on them.
Yeah.
So even if she was rich, but it was new money, they wouldn't like her either way, probably, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's her life, but also he doesn't like poor people.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, so they fight, and then the profes being creepy in the background, and,
Yeah, like, you're being such a creeper earlier, and you're still being a creeper.
Yes. So he watches this happen, and though she's leaving, she leaves crying, right, then she does, like, a double take, and then we get the best line of all time.
Ever. Iconic.
Yeah. Legendary.
Problematic, but she's an icon.
What yes.
Is that word people use? She's my problematic fave.
Yeah. She's your what?
She's my problematic fave.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, it's so true.
She
turns around and she says, mira, entre ser o no ser, yo soy.
You have to do a hand movement with it, right? Like,
you're right. I'm just not that good at it.
Well, I did it for you while you were saying it.
It was good, yeah. And then she turns around and leaves again. And then she runs into Aurora, who is not Genoveva.
No,
yeah,
she's
just,
not Genoveva.
Yeah,
she's
so she's
crying, but she has no tears.
Yeah, you know, she's like fake crying. She's doing her little alligator tears.
Yeah, and I'm just like, you know, I always also thought that whenever I eventually would have a breakdown crying episode like this, that I would look cute like that crying.
No. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was.
Oh, my God. There's, like, fucking snot coming out. It's fucking awful.
It's so bad. Yeah.
Joanna lied to me.
Yeah. I thought I was going to look super cute crying, and no.
I thought it was going to be, like, one, you know, dramatic tear just coming down my cheek.
And then you wipe it, and you're like, and then you, like, get yourself together in a second.
Yeah. Yeah. But no. No.
Yeah, very unrealistic crying. Yeah. And then she's like, Paolo broke up with me because I'm poor. And Aurora's like, are you sure it wasn't because you lied? But in a way, nicer way, because Aurora's an angel.
Yeah, she is. Literal angel.
And then you get Teresa's like, no, it's because I was poor and you would never understand, which is true. She wouldn't understand. But
I kind of agree with her there. She's like, you don't know what it's like to not have money. And how it affects her, like, day-to-day life, you know?
But it also affects Teresa in a way that it does not affect everyone.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how many people are like Teresa.
That's true.
I'd probably be a rich housewife right now.
Yeah, same.
And fuck, why didn't I fucking marry Jeff Bezos? Where is he from? I could have met him. He probably like me. He's probably rich. I don't know.
You could have had that baby with a weird name that you can't pronounce.
That's not Jeff Bezos. That's the other guy.
Oh, shoot, you're right. You're right. That's Elon Musk. Musky? Yeah. I don't know.
Elon Musk and Grimes, which I've never heard of Grimes before. I knew about him.
What is Grimes?
Grimes is his mom. I mean, sorry. I don't know if they're married. It's his baby mama.
Oh, why is her name Grimes?
I think that's her artist name. I don't know her real name.
Oh, she's an artist. Like a singer?
Yeah, she's a singer, but I've never heard her music.
Me neither.
I'm not even sure what kind of music it is.
I don't even know who she was. Or Elon Musk's name. Or I confuse Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. I confuse them all the time.
I'm just like, if I was like Teresa, I get it. I want to be that way.
I get it. I just can't morally be that way.
Gold, yeah. I can't. Okay, yeah, so she's talking about Aurora, about being poor, and you don't know what it's like. People with money don't know what it's like to be without money. Aurora's like, okay, but lying doesn't help. Like, maybe he would have understood if you would have mentioned something beforehand. Then they're talking about whatever, Paolo and Paulo. Okay. And anyway, Teresa mentions that she's like looking forward to her future and blah, blah, blah. And then she mentions the profe and his offer.
Yes. And then Aurora's like, what offer? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, if I was Teresa, I would have break up with Paulo
first.
Mariano guy.
Yeah.
Actually, I would do what she does, which is, we'll find out later.
So after she tells Aurora about the offer, we move on to Paulo being a shit soccer player and starting fights.
Oh yeah, I didn't even write this down because I'm like, who cares about Paulo? But yeah, he's playing soccer and he's fighting with his soccer mates or whatever teammates. He can't play soccer because he's emotional or something.
Yeah, and then the friend's like, hey man, what's going on? Is this about that gold digger?
And this is the same friend. I think he was part of the Sausage Fest earlier.
Oh, was he?
I want to say that he was.
He probably was. He's trash.
I don't remember him from the Sausage Fest, so I think he was.
Let's see. So, yeah, they're fighting. And then Paolo's like, but I really like her.
Yeah.
Even if she's poor.
Because, you know, he's a good man, I guess. That's what it's
about. Yeah.
To let people even though they're poor. Then it goes to a scene where Teresa's arguing with her mom again about not wanting to go to public university.
Yes.
Even though, you know, public university is so cheap over there.
Yeah.
Like cheaper than here.
But yeah, like, why does it matter? Just go.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck.
I'll go. Shit.
Well, it doesn't even matter. I have scholarships and stuff.
But I have the GI Bill too. And I'm like, I would go to this public university.
Any day. Like, you know. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
There's everywhere and there's best professors everywhere. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
I don't know. Maybe it's different. Maybe people who went to fucking Yale agree with me. I don't know.
But she tells her mom about the profe, and the mom's like, what are his intentions? Of course you can't take his money, which makes sense to me.
Yeah. But I would just not even tell my mom when I fucking do it. Like,
that's true. Why does she even tell her if that's who she... I mean, it's who she is, so...
Yeah.
Why? She storms off, and then we move to Aida. I don't know how to say it. I will be honest.
She's listening to the Marco Antonio
song. Oh, I thought that was after, because isn't that when Esperanza walks in? And you're like, who the hell is this?
So I'm like, who cares about her?
Well, I want to... I just want to touch on her outfit. That's one style I don't want to return.
Oh, yeah.
The long shirt with the wide belt over it.
Yeah. I'm like, who did this look good on? No one with hips.
No, but we all did it.
No one, actually. It didn't look good on anyone.
No. That's all I wanted to talk about that part.
Okay. So, but what is she doing? Why does it show her?
They were just talking about Paulo for some reason. Her mom and her are walking together.
I remember now. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talking about him and how he was like, it's not like him to be, like, upset or something like that.
Yeah, it's not like him to be upset about Teresa.
I guess after that, Teresa's listening to that Marco Antonio Solís song. And then Esperanza comes knocking on the door. And I'm like, who the hell is she?
Yeah, it's so random, but I think she's Johnny's sister.
Yeah, I think you're right.
At first, I was like, is it Johnny's mom?
No.
No, I mean, but it's his sister.
He looks like he's the same age, so.
Yeah.
He can be his mom. But yeah,
that part is so random, but then we find out later why it happens.
Yeah, like the point of it.
So she gets there and she's like, oh, I gotta go to work. I'm so sorry I missed your party because I was working, quote unquote, working.
Working, okay.
Working it, yeah. So she leaves, and then before the door closes, someone's foot is in the way, and you're like, who is this weirdo? It's Paulo.
I thought it was her again. I thought it was Esperanza. Yeah.
She comes back.
And I thought... I thought she was dreaming.
That's so random. Like,
it was real. But like, why would he come see her? But it was real.
Yeah. So he comes back, and they're just like, I don't know, we still love each other, or something like that, right?
Work it out.
Yeah. Supposedly.
We can do this.
Yeah. And then at the same time, Aurora is at the university dropping off some papers or something, and she meets Mariano.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, cute neighbor likes Aurora, is what I wrote down.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So they, like, she drops her papers, and then he turns around and picks them up, or does she bump him and drop her papers?
Something like that.
And yeah, but... do
one thing that I always wanted to meet someone this way, and it never happened for me.
Same. Yeah. Yeah. I always wanted to meet a love interest this way, and it just never happened.
I drop papers all the time.
Yeah. Where is the person picking it up?
Okay. I was going to say, where is my knight in shining armor? But it doesn't matter. I guess I technically have one.
There are no knights in shining armor.
He's in dull armor.
And then I think it comes back to Aida after that. And her dad's like conveniently already ready for a dinner, a work dinner, when her and her mom walk in. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to go because you're not ready. So bye.
And I think that's where this happens. They're talking about somebody who's going to drop off Aida's college papers, right?
Is this where that's Mariano. Called? Yeah.
And I was like, what's a taxista? I didn't know it was a taxi driver.
You didn't know what taxista was? A taxi driver?
I thought it was a person who prepared taxes.
A taxidermy person?
No, not taxidermy. Taxes.
No, I know. Like a accountant?
HR worker? No, accountants are different, I think.
What? Oh, like a... I thought accountants did your taxes. Do they not?
Are H&R workers accountant?
I thought so.
I don't think so. I think they take like a course and they prepare your taxes, and I think it's different.
Oh, well, whatever they are.
Before I realized they were talking about Mariano, I thought that's what it was. But then I realized they were talking about Mariano, and I'm like, oh, he's a taxi driver. But somehow also, is he like the professional taxi driver for the Depp company or something?
I think so. It seems that way. And then when he's getting her to sign the papers that he needs, she's like, oh, hey, and then she's like, oh, gross, you're a taxi driver.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen until later, because there's some scene with Denisa's sister, who I never caught her name either.
Oh, it's so random. Yeah, because this is where Paolo leaves. He's waiting for her to go to the club.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
and she's like dancing. She's like in this weird like 80s outfit,
yes. It's because they're poor and they can only afford old dance clothes.
You're right. They went to
probably
find a leotard.
Yeah. And flash dance costumes.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, someone's out there. I want to go see him. Is she cute? Is he cute? And Teresa's like, no, don't.
Yeah, because she doesn't want Paolo to see her poor family.
Yes.
Yeah. So that seems pointless. They show that. And then she's like guilt tripping her mom about like not trusting her.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? The dancing thing is going to come back. That's why.
Oh, isn't that some kind of dance competition?
Oh, I don't remember that much. I just think that the sister gets hurt dancing.
Never mind then. For some reason, I thought that she had a dance competition later and that she ends up dancing with Joni.
Oh, shoot. Maybe.
But I don't even know if that's right.
Just making things up. Just write the novella yourself, Carmen.
Basically, I don't remember. I think, I don't know, Mariano somehow comes into this. And then I wrote that I was confused about what taxista is. He goes to Aida's house.
Oh, this is the part I was talking about then, where Aida is there and her dad's like, okay, gotta go, bye.
Yeah, and then she's like flirting with him because he's cute. But yes. Then she's a taxista and she's like gross and she like changes her tone of voice and everything. But I'm like, yes. He's so cute. Like, what's the problem here?
Yeah, right? I would still hit that.
I would.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I was confused, right? Because they say that she asked him if he works at her dad's notaria, which I'm wondering, is that the same thing as a notary?
No, I think it's a law firm.
Okay. Because I was going to say, from my understanding, notaries don't make the same amount of money as like lawyers do.
Yeah, that's why I thought he was a lawyer after, because there's no way it's a notary.
Yeah, no, it can't be, because they wouldn't think they're all that, right?
Yeah, exactly. So right after that, then Teresa and Paolo are at the club, and Teresa sees her friend Esperanza.
No. You forgot where Paolo's friend Raul comes and gives him a ring.
Oh, yeah, but she's in the bathroom during this, isn't she?
Is she? I don't remember.
Yes. Raul
comes. Okay.
Yeah, they're dancing, discussing their whatever, discussing something. She's like, okay, I have to use the bathroom.
Okay, yeah.
And on her way to the bathroom, she sees Esperanza and Aida's dad, who doesn't recognize her.
Yes. But yeah. I'm like, weren't you just at the fucking school party the day before? And he was there and she was there at the same table.
Did he see Teresa, though?
But they were in the same table. How could you not see her?
No, Teresa was in the table with Aurora, her dad, Paolo's mom, Paolo.
Okay, my bad. He didn't see her then. He doesn't know her.
Yeah, but okay. She knows them.
Yeah, yeah. And she's like, what?
So then they go to the bathroom, and then Teresa's going to use this against her friend.
Yeah. You can tell in her face she's going to, like, use the secret.
Like, she's like, oh, what is this? This is going to work for me.
That shit was funny. Esperanza was like, please don't tell anyone. She's like, we'll see.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to think about it. She comes back.
Oh, you're right. And this is when he has the ring.
Yes. And they get into a fight because he's trash. And he's like, we're not going to get married. We're going to do it.
Like, it's like a promise ring where you promise me to have sex.
Yes.
To show me how much you love me. Like, this is a ring for, this is a sex ring.
Which is, I mean, like, if she wants to do it, fine. But if she doesn't, then Paolo should respect it.
Yeah. And I'm also like, I don't know what the norm was, I guess, in this day and age, because I was in high school, I guess. I don't know exactly which grade we were in when this came out.
Sophomore, junior year, something like that.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what the norm is, especially like in Mexico, you know, with sex. And so I'm like, who cares? Just fucking do it. But
whatever. If she wants to, yeah.
If you don't want to, you don't want to. And he needs to respect that too.
Which he didn't, because he's trash.
Yeah, and then he's like fucking trying to rape her like outdoors. Like.
Yes, so she leaves because he's like, you know what, whatever, I'm out of here. And she throws the ring. Does he pick it up? I don't know. I was wondering that.
I'm not sure.
Does he just leave it there? Is he too rich to worry about a ring?
He's like, whatever, this is a poor people ring. I didn't spend that much.
This is a poor people promised ring, so. Doesn't matter to me. It looks like he just runs after her after she drops it. Or throws it.
So I'm not sure.
Yes. So then they're outside, and he's like, "Look, this is your best choice. This is your only choice. My mom's not going to."
I thought was gonna happen.
Yeah. How did that go in his head?
And I'm a noble. And did you ever think my mom was going to accept you because you know you're poor and we're rich?
And you're gross.
This is never going to happen. So I don't know what you wanted. This is your best bet. And she's like, oh, but when you thought I was rich, you proposed. But now you just want me to have sex with you. And you want me to have this promise ring.
He's like, yeah, whatever. You're mine. And then he, tries.
Like, force, like, kiss her or something. And then Mariano comes to the rescue.
And then beautiful Mariano.
Yes. Conveniently, he's at.
Conveniently, he passes by in his taxista car.
And he's like, what the fuck? Is that it? It's fine.
And some trash guy.
I don't think he knows him.
No, he doesn't. I don't think so. So then he hits him and he's like, get out of here. I don't ever want to see your face again. Something like that.
I'm glad he intervened.
Yes. Yeah. That is what you should always do. Intervene.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I wouldn't, because I'm like, this man could probably beat me up too.
And then, yeah. So then Paolo leaves or something, runs away. I don't know. And then there looks like they're about to make out, and then the credits roll.
But also, I don't remember what she's calling him, but I did write down that she's making, like, her, you know, manipulative face at him.
I think she's just like, thank you so much for saving my life, and somehow being manipulative about it, even though you should be thankful.
Yeah, but she's making that same, like, puppy face, you know? Like.
Yeah. Yes, that was perfect.
I guess I can do it then. I haven't tried it, though.
It was good. I can't do it.
Ah, you're right. What the hell is that? You did like a Robert De Niro face.
I can't. I'm going to stop trying. Yeah, that is where the episode ends.
Okay, we're at the end.
Yeah. Thank you for sticking with us in our very long recap.
It's longer than it should have been.
Well, I'll make a page for the novela, and you can find us on that page. Yeah, and it's going to be called Novelas con Cafecito altogether, if the handle's available.